Why don't we finish out with the last patient, your 31-year-old man with the mucosal melanoma?
So this is a gentleman, he's black, and he presented to an urgent care clinic with 2 weeks of constipation. He said he felt something pop while he was having a bowel movement, and he felt a soft mass in his rectum. And of course, when most of these people go to the doctor, it's diagnosed initially as hemorrhoids, but eventually he was seen by a surgeon. They did a biopsy, and it turned out to be a rectal melanoma, mucosal melanoma. They did an excisional biopsy, but they also scanned him at the time, and it turned out that he had not only multiple subcentimeter pulmonary nodules, not skin lesions, he also had lymphadenopathy, and he had a liver lesion that was clearly suspicious for metastatic disease. He also had retroperitoneal implants, so he had a fairly disseminated disease. We sent an Oncomine panel because about 10 to 15% of these people will have c-KIT mutations. And although we wouldn't treat them with c-KIT inhibitors first, if they don't respond to the immune therapy, it gives us a second line of treatment.